Victoria University of Wellington. Tēnā koe, Lara.
Morena.
Morena. Wow, what a rocky week in politics. With two high-profile resignations from Parliament, and I must say, two high-profile Māori women. What, were you surprised?
Yeah. And both from the Ikararawhiti electorate, both from the East Coast. So, yeah, really surprising week. You just don't know with Māori electoral politics when things are just going to happen. I mean, you just don't know with politics generally. And so, yeah, really surprising week. I don't think very many people would have predicted this at all.
And what do you think it is about the Wahine Māori from the Tairāwhiti? Is it the water?
Well, of course, we know that that region's had a lot of challenges with the cyclones and with other sort of things around COVID and slash forestry, poverty, all of those sorts of things. So we can kind of understand and see their positions, why they'd really be wanting to fight for their people within those parties. And of course, both of them are within Kaupapa Pākehā parties, the Green Party and within the Labour Party. And I think that both of them seem to have struggled with the team around them, with the focus of the party and really what they could and couldn't do within those parties.
Yeah, and Tairāwhiti, joking aside, they're well known for their strong women leadership all the way through the coast. They're a powerful women in Parliament, and do you think that they're threatening?
Well, I think that a lot of people have a lot of respect for both of what they've done, but I think in the case of Mika Whaitiri, it's a bit more understandable because we can see that she's got that constituency. So she holds an electorate, she's an electorate MP, and whereas Elizabeth Kerikeri is a list MP for the Greens, so I think that that's going to be a harder thing for her to kind of stay on as an independent list MP when actually she got elected as part of the Green Party list rather than standing there in an electorate on her own. So that's going to be a tricky thing now. I think that for both of them, it's hard, isn't it? Because it's hard to know what goes on inside, you know, behind closed doors, inside institutions. And we know that, you know, most Māori and mainstream, white-stream institutions have to deal with the do you pick this battle? Do you fight this battle? Do you be quiet on this point? Do you call that one colleague out? How do you call that colleague out? And all of that. So, yeah, I've got to feel for them in those situations and them just, you know, really trying to do their best.
So this is a big hit for Labour Party with coming to elections and, well, the budget's next week and then we've got the elections in October. So will this affect Labour adversely, do you think?
Well, I think we're all going to be watching Ikararawhiti to see what happens because that was quite a fairly safe Labour seat over time since New Zealand first won it in the 90s. That's really been the only time it's not been a Labour seat. So I think generally, yeah, there are about 7,000-8,000 votes in the last time. It's all going to depend on who Labour selects and whether that person's got those relationships with the community, which I'm sure they will, and just kind of see what happens in that race. However, Jack Tame on Q&A had actually done the math. A few of us had done the math, I have to say. And that if Mika Whaitiri holds Ikararawhiti, it's an extra kind of seat that gets created due to the thing called the overhang when a party wins more seats than it's entitled to through its list vote, its percentage of the list vote. So some math happens. And that would actually be better off for the left bloc if you think of the left bloc as Labour, the Greens and Te Pāti Māori. So on that front, it actually could be a positive thing for Labour, strangely, if Mika Whaitiri holds that seat. In terms of the Green Party with Elizabeth Kerikeri and her becoming an independent MP and then retiring, it's hard to know because I think that in some ways, the Greens look unstable because someone's left. However, someone else, a colleague has said to me, well, actually, she was on the left of the Greens, and it might be more palatable for that kind of middle New Zealand, you know, that don't necessarily understand Te Tiriti and don't necessarily think that much about takatāpu and Māori rights. It might make the Greens more palatable for that group. It's pretty hard to know what will happen there.
Mm. And for the party Māori, this changes everything. There's an excitement within their ranks that we haven't seen for a while.
Yeah, well, definitely, because this is showing, and they that people really, Māori might be turning to them within Parliament. So they're saying that they're talking to someone in the Greens and that they've talked to other Labour MPs. They've talked about having an open door policy, so any Māori MP from any party could at any time come and join them, which is great. It's great that they've got that open door policy there, because of that thing I was saying before, that it is kind of hard for a lot of people to be in those political parties and to push, if they're pushing for Māori rights in them. So I think that it really does show that the Māori electorates are going to be quite well contested this time around. And, you know, that's good for everyone, no matter where they sit, whether they're like strong Labour, I mean strong National, or just on the fence, because we really do need those good contests and those electorates, and parties like Labour not thinking that they just have them and take them for granted.
That's right. And then hopefully it will encourage more Māori to get onto the Māori roll and to vote.
Well, now everyone's got till the 14th of July to switch between roles, to make that choice as to which role they're going to vote in. So, yeah, just send that reminder out to everyone. 14th of July closes off 3 months before the electorate election. And, yeah, just really talking to friends and whānau about that choice and yeah, the pros and cons of each role, if they can find any information online and why they're on it. And so then we don't really know who's going to switch role at this point as well, like if more Māori are going to join the Māori role or vice versa. And, yeah, the other thing to note would be it's incredibly hard to poll the Māori electorates, because people will be switching between roles. People move house a lot. People are enrolled back at their nan's house. It's kind of hard to tell sometimes. So it's really hard to poll the Māori electorate. So it's going to be a bit of a mystery till election night, just like last time.
Yeah, and it's also a mystery, obviously, for the statistics department, who have not been successful in getting more Māori to vote. Oh, sorry, to fill in their census forms.
Yeah, so that's another whole issue around, yeah, whether the census is the best way to determine the electoral populations. I'm currently on the Independent Electoral Review, and we have a report coming out in the next month or so that looks at questions like the census and how we work out the Māori electorates. One thing I would note is that the more Māori that go on the Māori roll, the more Māori electorates we get, and vice versa. If more Māori go to the general role, there are more general electorates and fewer Māori electorates. And that's something that my own research has shown, that a minority of us know. So that's, yeah, the fact of the day. But that's not determined until the 1st of April. So the census, Stats NZ, all of us have a bit of time to figure it all out before then.
Well, thank you very much. And so what do you think is going to be happening in the Labour camps and the National camps over the next few weeks?
Well, I really think that we're still in those last candidate selections and figuring out who's running where. For Iko Rawhiti, it's going to be really important for them to stand a candidate who's got good links in the community and has a bit of a public profile to go up against Mika Whaitiri, who's been the MP there for 10 years. So that's really what they're going to kind of figure out. And then I guess we just kind of see what happens over the next few weeks. It's still that kind of awkward phase where the parties are kind of releasing policy. There's a bit of seat switching, a bit of movement, but we're still not quite in that election campaign phase. So, yeah, it's a kind of awkward period for politics at the moment.
Yeah, so watch this space. It's not boring anyway.
Yeah, definitely not. I did not expect this last week.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your time, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Kia ora.
Tēnā koe.